But I'd like to just discuss how a Purim or Mikra Megillah or whatever we're talking about, is there a mitzvah? Is there not a mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? So I'd like to approach it, you know, in a more simplistic sense, you know, not to say over what they call in yeshiva grade. I like just to see what people say and deal with it, okay? There is, I just like to just tell you what people said, the Halacha Gedolei, which is the Bahar, and this of Shimon Kaira, you know, that's what the Chachmei Torah say, who he was. He has in the Mitzvah Kumvatei, he has Ner Shabbos, which is interesting, and Ner Hanukkah, and Mikra Megillah. And it's the Halachas Gedolos is the one who the Rambam is addressing in Sherish Aleph as how can you have a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs like Mikra Megillah and Hanukkah when Tayyar was said at Har Sinai, and both Mikra Megillah and Ner Hanukkah were post Sinai events. The Rav Tzadi Goyim, in his Rav Tzadi Goyim, recently published with 4 years, I think. The Rav Tzadi Goyim, we know, wrote a story and a few things about the mitzvahs, but he actually wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs, which was in the Geniza in Cairo, and they pieced together various pieces of little pieces of parchment here and there, all over the place, besides this, and they were able to put together 85% of the Sefer. And it was published, they spent many years trying to put it together and to translate it, whatever. And I'll just read to you what he says, which is very interesting. He has in Perek Chof, with the Mitzvah Hagin, as a translation, he wrote it in Judeo-Arabic, which means Hebrew letters, and sometimes Hebrew words and sometimes Arabic words, but Arabic words with Hebrew letters, not Arabic letters. Okay. So he has like this, it's very interesting. The Kovah Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, the Mitzvah, whatever it is, Shi'i Yom Shoshienu Miben Amolek, that today will be saved from a son, the progeny of Amolek, Yikvu'uhu Chag, we will call it a Yontif. And he calls the prophet. Vayoyma Hashem El Moshe, Ksev Zay Zikor Batefa, Vesiv Biozne Yoshua, Imokoi Emche, Et Zeche Amolek Mitachat Hashomai. So it seems, we'll just go over this later soon, but it seems that Kiyu Vetera is being Meramez to prove, and therefore it's a mitzvah me and a mitzvah. And then the kasher yankel Hashem yitzochon yitzchum, the bnei Levi, when the children of Levi will have a victory b'milchamtom in their war, b'komim aleihem, when someone is coming against them, yichavdu es oitzei Hazman, he who setting up the Yosef is Machabeh, is somehow gives honor to that time. Kufi Shomo, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Yopol Yodav Tirse, Machat Matnaim, Komov, Umesanov Minikumun. And this is Bnei Levi, victorious against the Tainim. And the Chelo is Levi. Vuloi Motu, Vuloi Matsonu,
Sheheim Nilchamu Ela B'Yavonim.
And the only people that the Bnei Levi had a specific war against were Yavonim.
Okay.
But just before we go on, you have to understand that the take of the Bahag about what the mitzvah is and the take of Sadigun are very different. Because the Bahag is talking about Mikra Megillah being the mitzvah, and the Sadigun is talking about the day of Purim and the day of Hanukkah being dedicated as a yontif, as the mitzvah.
Okay.
The dedication of a day to honor a day. Okay. Now, interesting, the pasuk that he quotes, Vayoyim Hashem HaMoshe Ksiv Zeri Sikon Vasefer Vesim Vyozne Yoshua Kimocho Emche Et Zecha Amoret Mitachat HaShemayim. So, we know in Kiseitzer it talks about that the Bnei Yisrael are obligated to destroy and kill Amoret. In here, the pasuk doesn't talk about us doing something, it talks about God doing something in the future. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Kisrei Zei Tikon Basefer, she's written in a book, or I guess the Sefer Torah, whatever it is, Vesim Biozne Yeshua, Kimochoi Emche Ezecha Amoret. So it's interesting just about the pasuk. I found this amazing. Some people quote this also for the mitzvah Mechiyas HaMolech. It's just that God's going to do it, and he's going to help us or something like that. The Rambam has a whole different approach to this. You look in mitzvah Kuf Peches, the discussion there, just to give you the background from Pei Zion, the background is the Rambam has the following question. In context of his approach in Shor HaShlishi, that a mitzvah which is only temporary is not minyan mitzvah, he learns it out from Peretz Yivolono Moshe Moilosha Kilos Yaakov, and we learn that the Torah is Gemashiyah Tov Yubei Yud Aleph, and then two mitzvahs with Tevach Kodesh Baruch Hu Yivolono Moshe Moilosha. It means kederes. It's forever, eternal. So mitzvahs are eternal. So the mitzvah about mon, what to do with the mon, when to gather the mon, what to do, was only in the mitzvah. So it's not minyan mitzvah. What happens if we have a mitzvah which logically could have been eternal, but it just can't be technically, okay? For example, there's a mitzvah Mechiyas Zayin Amamim, okay? And let's say Zayin Amamim at a certain point in Jewish history are not around. Does the mitzvah still continue? Okay? So the Rambam says yes. And the Rambam says the same way by Mechiyas HaMolech, because we know in the future that God is going to destroy Amalek, and after he destroys it, there's no more mitzvah. And so the mitzvah, so it's not talking about the mitzvah, it's talking about God destroying, okay? And the question is, what exactly does Rastadi doing mean over here? That Kilu, it's a yontif because God was, the Rambam's learning Mocha Enche is going on the future when there'll be a complete destruction of Amalek. Okay? And here, Mechela, according to Sadigon, is going on Purim. Ksei Zei Seva, Beseva, Simbiod, Yeshua, Ki Mochoi Enche, Ezeich Amalek, Mitachat HaShemayim. It's very odd to Mitachat HaShemayim. But Lechelo, what it is, according to him, is a remnant for Purim. And because of this great victory, that not because we're Mekayim any mitzvah, God's doing it. Because we were sitting down in Purim, and the whole thing, God was, behind the scenes, pulling all the strings, right? So,
But that's the reason to make any yarns. It's just a very interesting how to fit the person and what's going on. Okay. Now, but the point to keep in mind, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah Mikra Megillah? And on the Hanukkah? Or is the mitzvah a yontif of Purim? And a yontif of Hanukkah? Okay? Now, the Rambam, what he's having polemics, is really having polemics with Alokas Gedolos, who says that it's Mikra Megillah and the Hanukkah. Because he says like this, Asher is a Rishon, She'en Roy Vinoyis V'chlal Azeh HaMitzvah She'en L'Rabon. You don't count Mitzvah L'Rabon. Chanukah and Purim is Mitzvah Azeh, Ne'er Chanukah and Mikra Megillah are Mitzvah L'Rabon. Zah! Kiroin Zeh Loi Hoi Roy Loi Roy Loi Loi Loi. It's a double portion. I didn't have to talk about it. Ki Acha She'hoi Roshan HaTalmud. Since the Talmud, the Moramaki says She'esh Mio Tushol She'esh Mitzvah Nemo L'Moshe B'Sinai, so it means Tayag Mitzvah was said to Moshe at Sinai. Eich Noima, how can one say B'dobah Shumid Rabbonon, which is called Sinai, Shehu Mechlal Aminyan? So, it's impossible. But he says, I'm dealing with this problem because Avri Yilonu, Eirunu, Olof, Yivnesh, Yitol, Boi Rabin. There were a lot of people that made this mistake. Umonu, Ne'er Hanukkah, Umikru Megillah. And others, which Dovah Melech wrote, most of it was Nisava, that we should do, it doesn't make any sense. V'imna Ne'er Hanukkah Shekobu Chachom B'bayi Sheni V'chein Mikru Megillah Omnom. Because you see, he quotes by, because Hanukkah was the last one, it was by Sheni. And the Purim was in between. It was before Baish. Omnom hayoyis Moshe nemaloi ki sabalut ki shiyiye vi achnis mam rachtenu malchusenu nikolonu am hayivonim v'kach v'kach yichay vonu. If something will happen in the time of Ayesheni, or the time at the end of our, the time we have Malchus, I don't know what that means, that's a different issue. Im Eivon Kach V'Kach Yishayvo Shenanet Ne'er Chanukah Hinei Eino Goyet She'echod Yidmet Zeh O She'al V'mach Shoto. It is impossible to imagine that Kiru is a Tzivui, that when something's going to happen in the future, there's going to be a mitzvah. He says, I hope it doesn't make any sense. So he's having polemics with the Halachas Gedolos, because he told Mikra Megillah and Ne'er Chanukah, and according to Rav Tzadi Gaon, the mitzvah is Purim and Chanukah, to dedicate a day for this cosmic event which occurred. Okay, now, so I want to show you. The Rambam, if you know, and he opens up every set of halachas with the mitzvahs which are applicable to these halachas, and he gives you like a short rundown, okay? So when he opens up simply Megillah v'Chanukah, he says, Yesh v'chlol on shtei mitzvah taseh. We did mitzvah. The mitzvah taseh, but the only the rabbonon. V'ein on min aminyan. He's stressing it. Don't make the mistake. Okay. U'bi'u shtei mitzvah eilu fokim eilu. Okay. So just before we start, what mitzvahs are we talking about? Just let's get your head straight. What mitzvahs? No?
Woman.
What?
Men. Mitzvot manos.
What mitzvahs the Ram talking about here? We're going to go. So now, what happens to Mishle Rachmoni, to the Kuri, Mashanat Lev Yonim, and Simcha, Mr. Simcha? So, what happened? We have to know, right? The two mitzvahs in Mitzvah, right? And basically what I'm saying is that which the Baha'i says, he counted the air, not correct! And he's making another statement over here. In the beginning of the Kuri of Hanukkah, we're talking about what? Where these are the Rabbanim. Then I'm just in a minute. And that's he says. Look, comparing Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kriya Samagila, Kriya Samagila, Bizmano, Mitzvah Asay Midivrit Sayyid. So it's very clear. There's a mitzvah, simi simi simi, clear simi gila. But the one then he goes, you want to say, no, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, but don't go if you do him. Shihi, tachanas in the rim. Not here. Vakor chayom bekriyosa, v'machancha, k'tan v'kweza, afilu kohan v'chu. Okay. So there's a mitzvah of mikro megillah. Okay. And the other one he says, if you look in the book of Hanukkah, in Perek Gimel, he says that Halachas Ner Hanukkah Bo Ki Kriya Samagilah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ner Hanukkah. So the question is, what happens in? Let's even start like this, okay? Let's start like this. If you recall, the meaning is to make Shechiyano not only at night on Kriyas Megillah, but also in the morning, right? So I see the Gabbai bangs on the table, or whatever he's banging on, and he says, have in mind for the Mitzayim, Matanis Levyonim, Mishalech Monai, to the Sluim, right? It happens to be that the Rambam's opinion is, and the Gaon is like that also, they only make Shechiyano at night. Not in the morning. So the question is, what about Mitzayim? What's going on? Okay? So here, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit, Hezvov, Hezayin, Mitzvah Yoyim Avo also, Lebnei Kfolim, Krayolois, Yoyim Hamisha also, Lebnei Kfolim, the mitzvahs of the day, Liyois, what's the mitzvahs Yoyim Avo also, Liyois, Yoyim Simcha, Umishte, Umishloyach Monois, Bereim, Umatonis Lebnei. Matanis Ish Reim Reim. I guess the mitzvah assumes a certain relationship between the two. Reim Reim and Matanis Reim. Okay. So we have to understand what he means. Okay. So we'll have to come back to this. Let's see. How like this? Now, I'd like to read to you, the Rambam has a postscript to, he wrote a Sefer Mitzvos, and then he wrote a concise version of it. At the beginning, it is Abdomen Mishnah Torah. Okay? And let's just read it, and it's a very interesting thing. Elu Haim, it's after he mentions the Ramach, mitzaseh, shetam mitzvoiseseh, he says, Eilu heim, sheish meyois v'sholosh esri mitzvoit. Shenemu l'moyshe b'tina. Heim, u'kloreitehen, u'kloreitehen, v'tiktukehen. The mitzvahs have, each mitzvah has within it something called kloreiteh, kloreiteh, v'tiktukehen. Okay. V'chol eiton ha-chloreit, v'apotei, v'adiktukim, v'abiyurim, shel mitzvah, shel kol mitzvah mitzvah, he teresh ha-malpeh, shekibu bezin, miti bezin. So, kitzah is, mitzvahs consist, that the Rambam says in a very short way, shorthand, at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he says, v'yet v'chot v'chot v'evin v'atei v'amitzvah, Tail who cherish the staff, and he's supposed to do the cherish of the staff of the Torah mitzvah. Al pi the mitzvah, which is the material of our past. Mitzvahs are glamorous of cherish of the staff, which is the basis of it, and cherish of our past, which explains which the Kabbalah of Moshe of it. Okay. Then he says, so the chloroids and the proteiteias, the decay is cherish of our past, and there's the mitzvah. Then, it's very uncanny what he's doing. He does, see, if he stopped over here, I would have been very happy. Okay? Then he says like this. The eight mitzvahs are chereis, the mitzvahs, shenizchachu, hacha matan tera. But you understand, remember Sherish Aleph, by definition, they can't be a minyan mitzvah. So, the question is, what is the relationship? How, when they constructed these mitzvahs, did they use the Tayyad mitzvahs as a paradigm? And basically, you know, you can look over here and look over here, and you know, you can see, and it looks very similar. Okay? So look what he's trying to do. V'yeit mitzvah tacherish nishachu acha matan tera v'kobereis in the v'yim v'chachomim. The Gim or Chachamim and Chachamim who push the B'chol Yisrael, because every Chachamim requires that should be accepted by B'chol Yisrael. Kigurim, Mikol Megillah, B'nei Chanukah, V'tanis Tishibah, V'yodayim, I guess that's Matilas and Dayim is something we'll see, V'Eilubim, and I assume that's Eilub Tchumim or something like that, okay, whatever, what Eilub. V'yesh, L'chol Mitzel Me'elu, Pirushim v'tiktukim. So it's an exact replica of a mitzvah d'oraisa. I'm not sure what the Torah Shabbat is, what it means exactly, but the same way that in Tayyad mitzvahs, there's the mitzvah Torah Shabbat Ksav, and there's a material of how to do it. So in there are other mitzvahs d'abon, so we come to understand, there's a pasuk. Mishloach Monoi, Matonoi, and then the Chazal say you had to do it. That's the Moor Megillah. When you come to Hanukkah, you don't know exactly what happened, because there was nothing really to write about, maybe Megillah's kindness is something, I don't know, we can think about all the different things, whatever it is. He says, there's a paradigm, and it follows the same paradigm. But, it's like he ended up with something, he started something which we have no clue of what he's talking about and why he's doing this. V'akol yizvoye v'chiva zeh. So he's telling you also at the moment, he's telling you that Mishnah Torah is not only about Tayyad mitzvahs, but Mishnah Torah is also about the mitzvahs in this hatshim. Kol elu ha-mitzvahs in this hatshim hayom ha-ro v'kabal v'shomu shenem alei kosov. There's a beraita to follow them. There's a lovely custom in Adobo. The present Adobo, whatever they're talking. The alien faces off. So now, once he says that the exact paradigm, you have a problem. Maybe it should be about faces. Because he really wants to do it. He's getting faces. So he said, the alien faces. Al mitzvah Torah, v'amai kira Torah leisayis v'leisivra. So what's this? Shloi yiyeh Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dobo. Voloi Mishak Kodesh Bok Utsim Vemitzah Zu Kloi Tzivo Vemitzah Tzero O Lechase Me'achat Me'eru Hashesh Me'oit B'shon Ha'etzim. So if a Novi comes and adds and says, oh, this is a mitzvah, then they violate the law of our faces. But the strange thing is that I'm saying it is exactly like a mitzvah. They have the mitzvah and the duke in the prosim, but they didn't make the statement that it is another mitzvah. Okay? That's what he said so far, and since they didn't make the statement, there's no about faith about tigra. Now, Avi Mishifu Bezdin, Im Novi, now here's Bezdin plus a Novi, Shia Beri says man, mitzvah derech hakona, oi derech oivo, oi derech gizero, ein ze peisefet, shari oin omu, shakolish mohosim alatas eirem, o rikos amagila boi nosa, v'imu omu kein, hoi mosif an arsera, and then they would violate, I'll say from the YSVP, he just said this already, okay. El kach onu oimim, shalavim in bezin, tiknu betzivu, rikos amagila boi nosa, there was a takana to read Mikra at the proper time, Mikra Megillah. Then he had the whole drasha which comes out of nowhere. Today, lahak yishlochem shara kodesh bochu uchur she'odamonu v'hoi kol v'shaveinu, that God was with us and helped us and he was there. Today, l'vochoy l'haloloy, l'vochoy l'haloloy, to bless God and to praise God. And then a second today, there's two kedays, right? One kedai, Kel Ask Yishmach HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then, two kedays, Loidiyah L'Zeres HaBoyim, She'enet Ma She'tichonu Batero Ki Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elokim Kriv Me'lo Kashem Elokeinu B'Kol Kriv Me'lo, whatever that means. Ba'al derech zeh hi kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shi midvei tzeichu v'eina shtei ben lecha. So, it's a very strange thing. What Rambam is telling you in Chazal's laboratory, there's certain ways now that you mix the chemicals together and then make out a new mitzvah. And the new mitzvah should have the prototype of regular mitzvah. But it seems to be a ride on. They have to add something over here. Not only do they say that it's not a mitzvah, they don't say that it's a mitzvah for the Dalai, but he has this thing. Kedei Levochel, Aloi, whatever, and then he says, Kalder Zu, he called mitzvah, mitzvah, she needs to be safe. Okay. So we have to understand what this means. You know, what does he want, and what's the whole doctrine over here? It's nice, for Tasha before Megillah, you know, you can say, well, this God is nice and great, whatever, okay, to say, what is it doing the mitzvah? But again, all this focus, again, is not Rabsadi Grain, it's not about Purim and Hanukkah, but it's really about Mikra Megillah and their Hanukkah. Okay. Now, you should know there's another way that Bezdin can get involved in a Baal Seis and Baal Kei Zigur, but I want to point out a difference just to get to have you say the proper focus and understanding. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perei Bei Halacha Tes Hoyel V'yesh LeBezdin Ligzo V'Leso Dovo Hamutzo V'Yamoy Isu Lo Redoyle V'Chein Yesh Lehen La'atir Isu Teilo V'Kishor. You know, they have the right to make a gizera and ata dova muta, or the kimata and ita itera, that's for sure. Mahu zeh shi siu itera v'yisei sifu l'avlistiko imenu. It's like a repeated discussion in the Ravgomet Mishnah Tera. Shul l'avlistiv al divri tera v'l'gvoy v'l'gvoy adovo l'orilom b'dovo shihu minan tera. Bein b'teru shebiktav, bein b'teru shevapeh keitzah. Harishikosah b'teru l'ukhtavah shebibi, b'chalad imoy. מפי השמועות איזה מסייר הפיוש מקומו כמויש רבינו לומדו שזה הקוסם עושה לבשר ולאכול בוסר בחול איזה נעשה בוסר בחול בישל אין אחיו בין בוסר בהימו בין חיה בוסר חיה אבל בסך הולי מוצא בחול מנסייר איזה נעשה הבוסר איזה מנסייר ובחול ואם יצא בוסר הולי ויואים שהוא בכלל הגדי שתגידים את הרי שאיזנו לי בשבהם את חיה פריטול שרוי והוא עושה מהתאר הרי זה מויסי אבל אם עומר בוסר חורי מוצר מן התאר ואונו נעשר אוי שרוי ונודיע לאום שהוא גזר ותל את אולי את רבונו ושרויו בו ונעדו בו חריבו ויואימו חורי מוצר מבני שלא נספריש החי מותרת שערי לא נספרשו שתרצי, אם נסף גדי שעומד עם את החי שולך הוא ויעס עוד ויובו אחר ואומרים לה אף בוסה בהם מותרת חוץ מנו עז זה גדי נותרת, maybe it's only עז ויובו אחר ואומרים לה אף בוסה בהם מותרת בכל פורו או הקיצו שלא נאמו אלו אימוי שהימינו it has to be דאקו it has to be the A's it has to be goat milk ויובו אחר ולאים לאף בכל אוף או A's שאינו אימוי מוצבי ביטאוי במודד מילק וכווי לפיקו נסו נסו כל בוסה בכל אוף אפילו בקרוי אין זה מויסיב אל אויסי סיון לטר וכן כל פיוט בזה So I want to tell you something, this is very, very different, okay? At the beginning, he was talking about Nevi'im, and he mentioned new mitzvahs. It's making the prototype for new mitzvahs. And that's the question, what happens, and when it is Balkanis and when not? Here, we're not making new mitzvahs. It's a add-on to an existing mitzvah in order to help us make sure that we're mekayimim. And this is dinim in Sanhedrin, okay, of how they have to make a takon and a gzeira to add on to Torah, not new mitzvahs, but an existing mitzvahs to embellish them in a way that will kind of hold the two swords and have people. Here, it just has to be clear that it's only the add on. Over there, when we're talking about Mikra Megillah, he has his whole daughter to the whole Chalalah and Emmet, we'll have to see that. Okay, that's it. Now, let's now open the Sinus Gemara Megillah on your dollar now. Tana Abonu, Aboyim Ushmone Nevi'im, Tesheva Nevi'ois, Nisnabu Lehem LeYisrael, that they had prophecy to Bnei Yisrael. And then it goes on, Uloi Pichasu Uloi Heisilu, Amashikotu Batela. They didn't add or subtract. So what's he saying? The Gemara Megillah seems to be saying that they weren't over about this about Kindra. And they say, oh, look at the Hagdomo to Mishnah Taylor. Okay? It's basically, I'm talking this to you because this is written before. Look at the Hagdomo Mishnah Taylor. Okay? And you understand that Hayag Mishnah and the Nevi'im are not allowed to add new mitzvahs, and the Nevi'im add mitzvahs, and you're trying to have a double. And if the Nevi'im add new mitzvahs, what are they supposed to do? They violate a law. Okay? So, basically, throughout Jewish history, the 48 Nevi'im, Nevi'im and Nevi'oi, they were very careful not to be at a Baal Pesach and Rav Tikva. Okay? And the Baal Pesach and Rav Tikva is the Raman Nadova, not the Hilchot Mamre. That's something to invest in, to know it. So the Moses says, who's me, Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah was the only thing. So I assume that this is the basis of the Lord of the Rift. It was a new Mitzvah, okay? It's a new Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah is Mikra Megillah. It's not Purim, whatever. It's a new Mitzvah called Mikra Megillah, which was added. The only addition that's in the VMS. My Jewish, And so it shouldn't be my push. It means you can't make a new mitzvah drabonim, yesh me'ayin. You have to have a good reason for it. Doesn't that remind you of something? Doesn't that remind you of the last few lines in the Hakdama to Mishnah Teret Olam giving a whole discussion of why they did this Hakdama? So even if they want to add, something and that clearly it's always Rabbonim, it's not a Tesefet, but you have to have a reason. And without that you can't. Which is very interesting. So the Goyim is my Drosh. Omer Chir Barovin, Omer Yishur Barkoko, Uma Me'abdus L'Cheles, Amrin and Shiro. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they said Shiro. That's what Yahu Shimoni says. Yahu Shimoni says that, Moshe Rabbeinu was accosted by Paro, and they had the Chatzalayla, you know, what, everyone died, whatever it is. And Paro says, Mekola Abdei Paroi, the Akhtar of Abdei Abdei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Vesricha, Uvesricha, Vesricha Loi Mahalo. So this, Me'abdus Becheles, you have to say Halo. So, the Gemara says, Kal Vecheva, Mishil, Minisa Lachayim Lachoshtem, Bnei, the Bnei Yisrael, at the time of Purim, was Sakonat Chayim. So they took me after the Halo. Okay? So this is the Gemara also in Stokum Kuf Yizayin for Rabon Ha'ozeh Mi'omru Rebreze Oymeh Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shot She'omdu Ha'ayam Heim Amru L'Lor Hashem. And it goes through all the different times in Jewish history where they said Hallel. Okay? And what I think you get the impression over here is the Takona of Mikra Megillah. Now let's go back to the Rambam in the at the end of the in Abidomo, right after Minyan HaMitzvot, where he says, let's start over then. He says, Tiknu Mitzvah Rikos Megillah by Nasa today Lahatke Shvachos Shalakolos Mogo Shur Shasolano for your call to say the Pilavok Lahalva. Doesn't that sound like Mi Misa Lachayim? Okay. So I just want to say something about this. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Okay? Now, this is very interesting. This is a reason to make a takana d'rabon, right? So, if the whole inyan of Hallel is always d'rabon anyway, so how could you base? You get the impression from the Rambam Hakdama that you just can't just, you know, the legislator sits down and decides we want to make a takana. When you want to make a new mitzvah, you have to have a very good reason for it. And the chayla, it should be embedded in a d'raisa. So a priori, one should conclude that Hallel is the Zohar in the right to say Hallel may Abdul Kugul or whatever, and we're doing it now. And that's why they added something, because they want to do it the right. Okay. See, here's a very interesting thing. Because didn't we just read that the Rambam said in Sherish Hallel that there are those that said that Hallel, that the Shmona Yom Shekol Gomer the Hallel is in the Yinamitzes. And the Rambam says, that's, ridiculous. Because how can you say that David HaMelech, when he wrote Hallel, it's Moshe Rabbeinu Tariq Mitzes. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? So, Ramban says, Adrava, then Halal is a Deraisa. Okay? But the Ram doesn't say it. Okay? So, L'cheira, what you have to include over here, which is very interesting, and it needs a little work, whatever, but the, even though Ram says that the, that there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah of Halal, but we see in the Torah that in various times that they actually said Halal, that there's an Indian deraisa to say Halal. Not that there's a mitzvah to say Halal, but there's a chiyuv of saying Halal may abdus b'chelus or whatever. Okay. And this is one of the reasons, my droish, this could be a reason to make a new mitzvah. Not to add on to it all over, but you have to keep in mind. Hold on. Yeah. The Ram says something else. So that's the beginning. So it says, "Te'erochayil avloy, ukedei lehidil lederay taboyim, she'emet mashehitichonu batero." Kimi good godol ashe lo elokim kreid me lo kashem elokeinu b'chol kreinu. So, just what's this pasuk talking about? The Targum on the pasuk says Slusa, Koreinu Slusa. So the question is, what is this Slusa? And in fact, the Gemara Megillah, when it's discussing the drushes that they opened up in the Midrash Megillah, one of the Amroim posted by Tizcha, and he says, "Kimi as Kachem Elokeinu b'chol kreinu elo." Okay, but what is this? What's b'chol kreinu elo? So here is the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam has it in Hilchos Tshuva. So I'm not like this. That's more in Megillah Yirah from the Aleph, where Matna Omar Mehoko Kimi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elokim Kriv Melo. That's where he started. And Rashi then says Matna Omar Mehoko Potach Tisko. This is Tavdomo to the whole Megillah Tester. So what I would tell you is like this. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perei Beis Halacha Bov, which is based on the Yom HaShoshanah, Acho Pisha Tshuva, Vatsa'ocho Yopal Olam, you can always do Tshuva, and you can always be served to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask Him, you know, to accept your repentance. Vatsa'ocho Yom Shil Yom HaShoshanah Yom HaKippurim, Hi Yopal B'yoyse, Umitkabelet Inyad, Shenemo Yush Hashem Yimata. The separate Inyad, of tshuva, I tell it to my tshuva. Bamed bo mamun biyochid. I will see bo. But the community calls man she'isin tshuva v'tzolkim b'lei sholom. What they really mean, it's not just a cosmetic. Hein nenu. And what's the pasuk of the raya that they do tshuva, that the b'lei sholom answers them? Shenema Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kreinu Elo. Kreinu is Tz'ocha Tshuva. Now let's go back to Tzav Domo. What's the second today? It says like this. U'kidei l'hidia l'derech haboyim She'emet mashi hitichonu batero Kimi goy godol asher lo elokim kreiv meilov Hashem elokim b'chol kreiv meilov. That if you do tshuva, b'lei shalom, the community does tshuva b'lei shalom, the b'nei shalom listens. And that's what's going on, and that's Mikum Megillah. Because that there was the Ksumoran, they made a tiny, people the Tino Gusha Beit Rabon, they were Mitzana, they were served because b'lei shalom, and he was next. So that's what Ram said. The takon of Mikra Megillah is based on two things. One, the Ha'am Kiyum Halav Deraisa, kelevochel aloi. Okay. And secondly, it's emes mashikos b'atir yitichu b'atir mi goy godol Hashem elokeinu b'chokoyim. Okay. Now, so now we understand. We understand the word. Okay. Now, next step. So what is going on? What is going on in Mishloach Moris, Matzalot Lev Yoinim, Sugat Purim? What's going on? Okay. So let me start like this. Okay. What's going on? So, you know, understood some of the very things that people talk about, and we'll see how to read the whole thing. Okay? The question is, are women higher than Mikum Megillah? So what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had two pages to know. So why?
She'afi
hoi beis enes. Okay? Good. Are women higher than Mishloach Moris? What? Yeah? So, what? Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You said what you get, but we know it's like multiple choice. Okay. No. So, there are some, because there's no right and wrong answer here, but then, because they say anything, you're okay. There are those that claim that it looks like, yeah, I meant that what Shulchan Aruch and the Green, that the, that's the Agro here. The Shulchan Aruch says that, V'isha chayem es matalos leviyoin em Yisraelich monarch. So the Green says, Hoshilinu, Dalet Oman Aleph. So Dalet Oman Aleph is the Gemara of Me'ashapeh Moi Boi Tanech. That's what he's doing. That's the great mamish in the short script, Dala La 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 La. Okay? That's good. And there's some, the Pichodesh Hatiz, the Pichodesh says, because it's Israel, it's Israel, but basically it should have been. Okay, I guess, Me'ashapeh Moi Boi Tanech is not strong enough to give to the party, they're not high, I guess. Okay, say that. Okay. See, let's just start with Apin Hoibri, okay? So, there is a true movement of time. I don't know if I told you here. The question is, yes, take my yoshas to the miri. Okay. Let me even start before. You see, I was wondering about this. I'm not sure it's 100% right. You see, we know that on Purim, there's the Shalom adoption, the Hilchos Purim on Purim. So everyone says it. So Alachas, and then Chag, it's Ramajayim, and then there's an even, if it's not Chag, there's a din to be banished on Yom Kippur. Okay, but you know, between you and the wall, the Rambam doesn't seem to say like that. Because the Rambam does offhand an amazing thing. He only quotes Shol of the Dosh and Hilchos Purim on Purim Shechal Yosef Shabbos when there's no Mikum Megillah. That's not great. If you read the Gemara, you would have said it. That's what Rambam said. Let's read it. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Yigimel in Kodesh of Megillah for Shabbos. Is there the Shem Yitlena Biyodoy? Bielich Eitzel Mi Yehoi Boki? Mishu Boki Likoitzel Yavleno Ava Amos Bishzoram? Shako Chayom Bikriyotra Vera Ko Bikir Bikriyotra. Okay? So it's like the people can how Zman Kriyotra Bishavit Matim Bikoin Oitzel Koin Bishavit. So that's good, okay? That's like all other things, right? That's like Lulav and Sheriff or whatever. Okay, then he adds a line. The Sholem, the Doshin, the Hilchos Purim, the Oitzah Shabbos. Kidei La'askia Shuhu Purim. Who did they La'askia Shuhu Purim? Okay. So I thought that since the Takonah of Mikum Megillah is consuming Yisra, So the mighty, even to have a kriya, you need some pitsumi nisa. You have to be throwing the doshim, and it's only on Shabbos on Purim Shachol Yom Kippur. Okay, which are on calendar never happens. I guess I should say, "Lord, for me to love it." Now comes the question: is are women higher in Shabbos food? Okay. So he takes mini oil, you know, they take walks and they smooth, you know, they're not there, whatever, okay? Well, the husband goes away and eats it with his masters and shul, you know, whatever it is. We show you say very clearly the women are chayim. Okay, so the question is why? Comes up in a time, and he says, because that's the holy grace on it, because it's about mom. Okay, and mon is mon. There was a net. Oh, you read this mon. So I think it was a net. You read the same thing. All comes to Ramban and says no. Ramban, they say no. That it's b'chal. Of course, yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'tchira. And since the noshim machayim is the tzoch of shomer zvil echlus, since the chayim roll yisuri shabbos, the chayim roll miss. But there's basic underlying question, which I think is much more important, which my Rebbe has spoke about. He says, I think it's an English question, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, like this, he says, when you say, Abin Hoi Baris Anet, it's because that the mitzvah was made because of the net, or that somehow engendered in the mitzvah is an inyan of pesumei nisa, and the mitzvah itself was given to the father in the net. Okay, so you talk about shomish tzudis and mon. It's true that mon and the shachet that shomish tzudis or the shulecha mishnah is veiche to the mon. Okay, but there's an inyan on shomish tzudis or lecha mishnah of pesumei nisa. So he's soon after we not. Okay. So let me ask you something. Mikra Megillah is Pesumei Nisa. Okay. That will create Pesumei Nisa, and whatever is Pesumei Nisa, you have to be a few Mahazar al Aksochim in order to get wine for that will create it, whatever. Okay. Mishloach Monis Matin or Sudat Purim is Pesumei Nisa. Or it's certainly Achinoi Beris Aneh, but the question was the Takonah of Mikra Megillah, of the Takonah of Mishloach Monos, was the Takonah of Pesumei Nisa, of the Takonah of it's Mefas and Aneh, or something is supposed to be doing on Purim, but it's not Pesumei Nisa. Okay? So a priori, according to that approach, you should come to the conclusion that Noshim are not Chayim, Mitzvotei Mankonah. And we don't have Apinoid, but Apinoid is not the Apinoid that you happen to be there, but the mystery is Pesumei Nisa, and they all have a thousand in this. Okay? So Mikra Megillah is Pesumei Nisa. Now, I want to focus on the most important thing. Okay? The same thing, let's do this side now. The question is, let's now go back and read the comments again. And let's just see what's an answer. And let's see what we need. Let's do Hilchot Megillah. Okay. So, Mechera, this is, so let's put our head on straight, okay? Let's screw it on straight, okay? There's two mitzvahs in Mishleifim, in Chanukah and Purim, right? There's the Megillah, and I'm not going to say Chanukah, okay? So, the first question you have to ask yourself, is what the heck, what are we talking about, Mishloach Monos? What does it mean? The mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, well, where's all it fit in? All we did now at the moment is we suggested there's no Pesumei Nisa, okay? But we didn't get to the core of the issue, is there a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? What is it? So why does he only call two? Okay, so let's read Perek Beis, Halacha Yudal, it says, oh, sorry, we'll see how far we get. Mitzvah Siyoim, Al-Bor also, the B'nai Kfalim.
I need help in translating. How would you translate this line? See, the problem is in learning, okay? You see, the Gemara quite tells us that Ksir Gata may tell us Echo de Chomesh Meir Shemoreno. If you go very fast, you miss things along the way, you know, you're not observant of them on your complete surroundings, okay? So in many yeshivas they have like this perpetual motion of learning that you gotta cover. So what it basically is a perpetual motion of shigata. You see some things, you miss other things. You don't know what you saw and what you miss, okay? So what I would do is, okay, I think part of my hatzlach in learning, okay, is that I'm a little retarded, and I read very slowly, and I try to catch every word. So if I kick out the theater, my little brain, I'm just a little bit not to see that. So I might have seen something. So I'll ask you now, just to help, okay? He just translates this line, mix of viewing a ball monster. The break for by yours, the yoim hamisha also the gohom. Lihi yoim, yoim simcho umishte, okay? You can, my son said, you're the same, my son said, I stress it for you because I want you to, it's trying to, you know, it's so curveball here. I talked about the same. Now you shouldn't focus what you shouldn't focus. Okay? So just translate the word. Someone translate it for me? In the Rambam, 54, he commits a crime, but he does it twice. And when you do it twice, it's very clear that he did it. Okay? So what changed over here? What? What do you mean, Mr. Hayyoyim? That, you know, just get good catchphrase for I asked you to translate it into English or into whatever language you like to use for the translation. Yeah? It's a simple translation. Nothing but those that see, no, because God didn't tell you another one. Just translate the word. But, you know, if you can't translate the word, how do you go further? So, it seems to be, you see, where I read the Megillah, there's a mitzvah mikra Megillah. Okay? It seems over here that the mitzvah is this yoyim should be a very special type of day. It's not. And I, by doing this performance, I make the day as a day of simcha. The day as a day of Mashiach Mavrik. Okay? Now it's just me. And he does it twice. Mitzvah yoyim avosah. So the day, the mitzvah of what the day should be. V'yoyim chamisha also the bnei kochah. Lihi yoyim. Now here, this again. Lihi yoyim simcha. The day should be a day of Tzimcha. And the day should be a day of Mishnah. And the day should be a day of Mishnah Monos Lareim and Matanos Lareim. So it's not like Mikra Megillah with it's a bona fide mitzvah. Kiru, Mizim Vishayfim with the paradigm that it's like a mitzvah in the Torah and there's Kores and Kores and then the Nusach HaMitzvah and there's Torah Shem HaPeh or whatever, okay, but it's that today should be a certain, we should have there's certain aura about the day. A day of Reus and a day of Simcha and a merry day. Okay? That's why probably people dance around the street in order to, you know, give that that kind of thing, you know, we pick a little bit more bonus pop. Okay? Now okay? So this certainly is not a mitzvah in the way we understand mitzvahs. It's just that they, in other words, what you see what our sages did and said, the yom kippur is a mitzvah, which we don't know what it is. The Rambam says there is something, but he did it. He took a sages and plugged it in, made it something completely different. There is a mitzvah of Yom HaKippur, but it's not something that me personally I do. I just create the aura of a day of Mishnah, Simcha, and Yom. We don't even know b'chlau how Mitzvah takes Mangom or how Noshim does. There's nothing to do with the whole issue. It's a whole different issue of thinking about Noshim and how it applies. And it's just, so Ram says, to make a Shechiyonah for these Mitzvahs? What do you mean? That's what does it do with Mitzvah Megillah? And the truth is, I didn't understand it in general. I had the same problem. I had this problem on Rosh Hashanah, okay? And I thought, Imam Wittenberg, and I was very taken aback. I had this problem, Kiru, on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, do you make a Shechiyonah? Don't you make a Shechiyonah, So we thought that, have a new Begin, a new Pri, a new something that you're looking at, okay? Okay. So, but I'm here, okay? I'm making Kiddush, and I want to make a Shechiyonah. Okay, what's good? I'm making Kiddush on Shabbos, okay? And I, before Pri Kriyat Ofen, I look at a Begin Chodesh, or I look at a Pri Chodesh, and I say Shechiyonah. He said, you're not. It's his drive. So if you don't have to say Shechiyonah, the priest's not going to help you. Okay? So the whole thing is a little bit odd. So my Rubenberg had this ingenious idea that he used to use new wine. So certainly if you make a Kiddush, you have new wine. You have to say Shechiyonah. Okay? So here, that we do, and we say, have the man, the mitzvah, you say Shechiyonah, Amikul Megillah. He says the block to make a majority, check out Mitzvah Yoy. What's the chesed, the hefty, what's on the tongue? The whole idea is absolutely amazing. Okay, I'm not getting involved. The next year, someone else will give all the help with that. I can only deal with things I understand. I don't understand. But Ram says, even if you accept this crazy concept, okay, it's Mitzvah Yoy doesn't do it, Mitzvah doesn't do it, Shechiyah doesn't do it anything. So there's no question you shouldn't say Shechiyonah according to the Rambam. Okay. Now, I just want to end with something which I don't say I understand, okay? So Rambam, when it comes to, Mishloach Monet, he says, what should be ma'alber? He says, mutus, the other ma'alber is the matonah is the yoyim, the ma'alber is the sudatai, Mishloach Monet, the reyot. She'en kam simchu mufu'ala, el the tameach lev aniyim, the yisoyimim, the almonis, the gerim. She'am the tameach lev amluolim o'elu, gerim l'shchinah. Shenema, lahakyeis ruach shmolim, lahakyeis lei nikon. Okay? So basically he's saying that the Mishloach Monot is full, everything is simcha. Okay? Everything is simcha. The simcha. Okay? So, I was just wondering, I'm not sure I understand, I understand part of it. When it comes to Yontif, there's also Mr. Simcha, the Ram at the end of, in Perek Vav, at the end of Halacha Yitzchet, aber mich gehört auf der Worte ist das Keiloi, und euch auf der Schöße hohe Wohnung, die ich soll, wie ein und nach und Maske an ihm, und um euch nervös, those people who are melancholy, ein so Simchas Mitzvah oder Simchas Kreisel, just for his stomach, just for his stomach, wie auch ein und nehmen und mit Kehen, zu lechem oinim lohem, kol euch lo vitamu, ki lachmu lo nafsam, it's only for themselves, the Simchas do kolen hi, Lohem, Shenema, Vizoliki Perish Al Pneichem, Perish Ageich. So, I was just wondering the difference in Russian between Hanukkah, between Purim and Sukkot Purim of getting other people involved with the Mishloach Monot and what's going on in Yontif, okay? On Yontif, it's, if you don't feed others, it's Simchat Kreisa. Okay. Good. But a Purim, I was very confused. It's good. Okay. But he says, it talks about that you're like Shamasameh Lehu Mloli Wa'elu during the Shechina. So therefore, then what was the fun? What did it do with the Mitzvah Simcha on
I'm good. I just don't get it, okay? Okay. That I'm not going to understand on this. Okay? But I think that once you say that the day should be a day of simcha, and that everyone should be involved in the simcha, and I should make sure that the whole community has simcha, not necessarily by dancing in the street, okay, but giving the umlolim to be happy, making it a day simcha, somehow that's very essential and part of the mitzvah yoyim chamisha asa and the mitzvah yudalit, that the yoyim should be yoyim simcha. That's really important. Why it has to be doyim al hakodesh baruch hu, what it means doyim al hakodesh, I don't understand. But I understand that it's very important, the whole mishleach monis and my son's lev yoyim, since the Ramas is not a simcha, that mitzvah is to make a yoyim simcha. And the way you make a yoyim simcha is spreading it out as far as you can. And we should be zeicha, what simcha actually means is we're all together. And we should be zeicha to take the idea of simchas purim, that we're all together throughout the year, and smile at our friends, and to look at the good in others. And we should be zeicha to grow a shleima, the color.
Yeah.
And the Mitzvah Tayom? There was a Takana. See, there, it's not in any way as a paradigm of another Mitzvah. They just instituted that this day should have a certain aura of Mitzvah Monet. But it's not in the normal way to look at Mitzvahs, and there's no problem. The Menchas Nevi'im didn't have to deal with this. It wasn't a problem that they had a thing with all the alloy. There is such a thing. We don't have any paradigm for such a thing. What they did is they made the day into a
similar to
Rastadigoy. Rastadigoy stresses the day. Rastadigoy makes the day as a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is supposed to be. Okay. Is what the Ram does is there's an Indian of the Yoyim that is somehow a quasi mitzvah, but doesn't fill the paradigm of anything we know.
Yeah. In the Mahag Minyan HaMitzvah, are we explaining to Kamagila that it's really like a Joracer, or that, or he writes Zerubanans in his Minyan HaMitzvah?
That is an issue. The Ram, see, the Gemara Shavuot talks about that Mikom Megillah might have been sent to Sinai. That was not really my issue to get involved in that. But the Gemara Megillah seems to say that they were Mahad something. But the question is, you know, God had in mind how Sinai, you know, you have to decide where you want to draw your line.
And in general, the Baal doesn't write Zerubbanan.
It's Mikom Megillah and their Hanukkah. Yo, the question is also the Malbish Arumim and this, the Pesukim Yeshaya, and that the Ramban also talks about, and you have to guess about how, you know, the Ram's list over here, you know, you'll have to ask about it.